Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, and apparently Andy almost had one on his way to the other, you got to get Glassman. Call all 717-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you'll lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready, my friends?
100%.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go right ahead.
So it hit me last night. I am not universally liked. I think that's safe to say. But I was watching Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime, and my wife says something to the effect of, I really like Josh Allen. And I was like, yeah, everybody does. And then I thought about it for a second. Literally everybody likes Josh Allen. I have never met a person, a sports fan, a Patriots fan, and I think it matters. Patriots fans are usually a little, you know, standoffish with the competition, certainly a guy that's in their division that they're looking up the standings toward every year now that has made them their you-know-what in the division. And I couldn't come up with another athlete that I see as universally adored the way Josh Allen is. And maybe it's because he's on the Bills, and maybe they're the lovable losers. They never won anything. Maybe some of it's his personality. Maybe it's his freakish skills, which I compared yesterday to John Elway. I don't know. The closest thing that was brought up to me, Rich Keefe said, what if Aaron Judge wasn't on the Yankees? If Aaron Judge was on another team, a more lovable loser type of team, maybe Aaron Judge would be in this conversation, but he's on the Yankees, and the Yankees are just disliked by so many people inherently. So I am saying it until proven otherwise. Josh Allen is the most universally adored athlete in the world, and that's kind of cool. No one hates him. I'd like to know what that felt like for just one day.
It is an impressive trait about him.
Like, who hates him?
I haven't met one person.
Right. No one, I don't know, no one rips his voice. They don't make fun of anything.
Nope.
There's nothing there.
It's all likability with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything that gets you too upset. He says all the right things. The way he presents himself is in a way that, you know, you're like, yeah, I can get down with that guy.
I wish he was my quarterback.
I wish I played with that guy.
Yeah. Fitzy, have you heard any? You mingle with the Patriots fans, you people out there that I like to reference. Have you even heard that group throw any barbs Buffalo's way toward Josh Allen? I feel like even they kind of embrace Josh Allen.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to go so far as to say that
Pats fans agree that if the Pats can't get back to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl, which is, you know, pipe dreaming to say the least, that they'd be okay with Josh Allen winning the Super Bowl for Buffalo because, I don't know, because they're Pats fans. But everybody loves him. Look, he's got more character, more charisma and personality than Aaron Judge. He's a really good looking guy. He's got enough panache and chops for all the commercials he does. He's married into Hollywood royalty now. And I think we also see him as this heroic figure because of who he's doing this for. Like, if you watched the Josh Wash that was Hard Knocks this summer on the Buffalo Bills, you saw exactly how much he means to those fans, that team, and that community. Like, he is, like, he's an idol up there. He's legitimately an idol. So that's why I'd personally like to see him win a Super Bowl. I think the guy is, he's got it all. And Andy, his superpowers have all come together at the right time.
What is the Josh Wash? The Josh Wash?
Like the washing of Josh's balls, if you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the promoting.
I just called it the promoting of Josh.
There was another guy that I thought was well-liked, and then I found there was a lot of pushback against him, and that was J.J. Watt. Was a guy that seemed to do everything right? Like, he seemed to do everything right. He was dominant on the field. Yep. And then there was backlash, like he was too perfect. Or I know a lot of Patriots fans hated on him, or like he promoted himself too much, right, or whatever.
Well, he did, kind of. I'm not going to lie. He was kind of, you know, he was posting in the middle of like big time, prime time games, like his workouts. And it's like, JJ, you're on top of the world, man. And you know, and he was almost like, the way he would raise money for the people that suffered in the hurricanes down there, like, it was just, you know, the way he'd interact with fans before games and after games, you're like, this guy's too perfect. Something's wrong with him. But the only thing where I thought he took it too far, where he brought the hate on him, is when it felt a little bit of a lot of self-promoting there for a little period. Then he's kind of backed off on that. But I think that was the impetus for the sports hate with J.J.
Well, Josh Allen hasn't had any of those, and it just came to me. He's sort of the anti-Stephon Diggs. Remember the whole Minnesota locker room, who would you not let date your sister? And it was like, Stephon Diggs. I feel like if you did in the Buffalo locker room, who would you let date your sister? Be like, oh, Josh. Josh can date her.
You know, I think it's part of it, too. It's the partnership. It's the coexisting of a really just a good, solid dude with what I think is one of the more lovable fan bases, and that being the Bills fans and Bills Mafia. I mean, they come at me on Twitter. I mean, when I called them out after the win game where we only threw it three times, and they just crushed me when the Patriots got their due later in the season. But I loved it because there's something about that fan base that I've always enjoyed playing in front of them, and I think that – with the personality of Josh Allen makes him a very likable guy.
Yes, Dan Ball.
So here's my question for you guys. If Josh Allen had anything close to resembling the resume of Patrick Mahomes, do we talk about him the same way that we do? Or to your point, I think you mentioned this in your three-point stance itself, is the lovable loser underdog, the kind of the Phil Mickelson to Patrick Mahomes' Tiger Woods, does that make him even more lovable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If he collects three or four Super Bowls in a row,
starts chasing Tom's,
it's very different. Because we build people up to then sort of tear them down or poke holes in them. Brady was a little bit like that. Brady was sort of beloved early on when he was just the backup, the fill-in, the win the Super Bowl.
Think about it.
And then it was like, I don't like him anymore.
Well, yeah.
Not me.
When he kept, I mean, you know, here's a guy, sixth-round draft pick, and he's leading his team to three Super Bowls in his first 5 years in the NFL. So you can get behind that. And then when they kept winning and kept winning and kept winning, it's like, okay, enough.
And then he went corporate. He went, you know, early on, he had like a San Francisco Giants hat on backwards. And then later it's like, he's at the Met Gala with his suit on and he's with Giselle. And I think, you know, that six round pick backup thing that everybody latched onto was gone. And now he was just a glamour.
He used
GQ
to be just one
QB.
Of us. Now we can't relate to him.
He could not get further from us right now.
And somehow Josh Allen is able to walk that line where he kind of does still feel like, quote unquote, one of us.
Because he is.
Yeah. Well, no, I understand that. But like the J.J. Watt example that you gave, it became performative. Like, oh, what I'm seeing isn't actually genuine. I really haven't seen anything from Josh Allen that makes me go, yeah, that guy's performing. He's just turning it on for the camera.
And then the little things, like last week, the blood and the nose and jamming the things and going back out. There's a certain population that's like, that's awesome. That's my quarterback. And then he had that comment when he signed his contract. Remember, he said, yeah, I could have gone for the Dak, the most annual. What do I need? A little more money? I feel like my generations are set. Like, I don't need more. When you say a few things like that, it's like, guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Genuine or not, he knows what he's doing up there.
That is very fair. Okay, so we'll leave that one there. But Josh Allen, yeah, pretty much universally loved right now. Would not mind him, mind seeing him winning one bit. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
Yes, indeed I am.
I've kind of been looking forward to this one for a while. You get 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so yesterday I heard what I thought might have been the hottest of hot takes of all time. Now, I saw it on the internet because it was from the radio. This I would like to share with you guys from the Thursday edition of Colin Cowherd's The Herd.
I would make an argument today. The greatest coach in the history of football is not Bill Belichick or Bill Walsh or Vince Lombardi. It's Jim Harbaugh, the greatest coach ever. He's never failed. He's 5-for-5 at San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco 49ers, Michigan, and the Chargers. He's also not tied to a single player. What's Belichick without Brady? Not great. The only person that kind of compares to him is Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
Oh,
at first,
good.
I was going to say, at first, sorry. I heard that and I was like, whoa, the greatest coach of all time? Wow. And then you take a look to his record. Now, of course, he just like Belichick, has scandal aplenty chasing him in his rear view. He does have a national championship. All-time career record coaching in the NFL, 679 winning percentage at 62-29-1. All-time in college, 735 winning percentage at 144-52. Jim Harbaugh is a program builder. Jim Harbaugh is a hoss. Jim Harbaugh is a motivator, a rallier, and a hard ass and a badass. But I think it is way, 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 way too soon to say he's the greatest coach of all time. Maybe one day he'll be in the conversation for one of the best coaches ever, but GOAT coach, come on now.
Go ahead, Ted. You're ready.
I don't think it's the craziest thing you suggest. I mean, when you can do it on both levels, college and pro, I think that's something. I think there's something when Colin says you can win with multiple quarterbacks. I think that does say something. Obviously, Jimmy won a national championship,
yep.
but not a Super Bowl. Oh, yeah.
No, he won two Super Bowls.
What am I saying? With the Cowboys, yeah. Sorry.
Jimmy's way ahead of him.
I'd almost throw Andy Reid in there too, man. Andy Reid could make a case for being the best coach of all time. I think the fact that Bill's only won with one quarterback, it's a huge mark against him.
Well, now
you make this argument.
Whoa! But this discussion's not done. I mean, Bill Belichick's in college, so he can become the greatest coach of all time as soon as he wins a national championship at UNC, the way Stiz tell me is going to happen in the next couple of years.
2-1. 2-1.
As far as Harbaugh goes.
Got UFC? UCF. Excuse me. UCF this weekend.
Uh-oh. They're going up in talent, going back to the losing ways. Real Javon football Baker teams.
U. Having a lot of touchdowns since week one.
Haven't played a real team since week one. Harbaugh, if you want to be snarky, and I'm not even sure it's snarky, I think you can argue he's the fourth best coach in his division right now, if you want to. Between Andy Reid, because I think Andy Reid's a phenomenal coach. I think Andy Reid's the most underrated coach of this generation. It's not even close. How about a guy by the name of Pete Carroll? He won national titles in college football won the Super Bowl.
Great call, yep.
I'm not sure he actually still has the national titles because you know how the NCAA tells you things you saw didn't happen. But he won national titles at USC.
Multiple.
Yes.
Two.
And even Sean Payton has a Super Bowl ring, something that Harbaugh doesn't have. I think you could make a snarky argument. Harbaugh is not the best coach in the Harbaugh family. You could argue he's the third best coach behind his brother and his father.
No. I think it's impressive when you can do it on both levels, college and pro.
He hasn't won in the NFL. It will be impressive. He can talk.
Right. Well,
he went to a Super Bowl. He didn't win it. Jimmy Johnson won two.
He got to a Super Bowl.
Don't get count. That's not how this works. You have to win it. Pete Carroll won it. Pete Carroll has a ring. Jim Harbaugh does not have a ring. The one thing I will say, I believe you used the phrase, Fitzy, program builder. He is absolutely a program builder. He is the modern Bill Parcells. And we're going to get more into Bill Parcells later. Bill Parcells could go anywhere, and I swear the day he walked in the door, you were a better football organization and team. Jim Harbaugh does that. Doesn't matter if it's lower level of college or NFL teams. He walks in, and for some reason, the Midas touch, he touches it. You're more competitive. You're more confident. Everything is better when he gets there. But is the greatest ever? Not so fast, my friend.
No, not the greatest. I don't agree with that, and I'm a huge Harbaugh fan as well, not just from marrying into a Michigan family, but the way that he goes about building those programs as well. And in our preview episode of the NFL season, I picked the Chargers to win the AFC West. I think that team is going to continue to make noise all season long, turn heads, and impress fans the like.
Agree on that? All right, we can leave that one there. Ted Johnson, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
I know you got a big weekend coming up, yep. So I'm excited to hear this one. Here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so Bill Parcells is finally being inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. A well-deserved honor. Coach Parcells was my absolute favorite coach, and I only had it for 2 years. But there's more memories of him being my coach and sayings and stories that I accumulated in those 2 short years than any other coach I ever played for. You know, people go, you know, is he deserving of being in the Hall of Fame? Are you kidding? He's absolutely deserving to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. It's amazing. I would say if I met, you know, 10 people on the street, 9 of them would tell me that they became season ticket holders for the Patriots when in 1993. Well, what happened in 1993? That was the year, January 21st, 1993, when the Patriots hired Bill Parcells to become their football coach. And if you look at what he did in his four years here, the players that he drafted, listen to some of the players that he drafted. In 1993, Drew Bledsoe, Chris Slade, Todd Rucci, Vincent Brisby. And then when they had 8 rounds, Troy Brown. 1994, Willie Mack, Max Lane, Marty Moore. 95, Ty Law, myself, Curtis Martin, Dave Wolobaugh, Jimmy Hitchcock. 96, Terry Glenn, Lawyer Malloy, Teddy Bruschi. And then he signed Adam Vinatieri. Of all those guys I just mentioned, there were 8 of those guys that were on the 2001 Super Bowl team and 7 of guys on those teams that were on all 3 Super Bowl teams. Bill Parcells is a worthy candidate and honoree for this year's Hall of Fame class, and I'm very proud that I'll get to be there, see it, and shake his hand for the first time in a long time.
I can't even believe there are people that think he doesn't belong in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And we should reference the name that entered our email chat this morning, Chain. Brian Ferzocco, our video guy, was like, I'll stand on an island. He was here too short. He didn't win a Super Bowl. In fact, he was distracted at the Ted, you said it. Like, everybody bought their season tickets when he arrived. I remember watching that, those old, like, gritty film footage outside the old ticket office, and people lined up to buy tickets. He brought credibility back. And then he brought winning. That's one thing. Okay, you brought credibility. That's great. And then shortly thereafter, you're winning a playoff game and you're going to a Super Bowl. It didn't end well, but the talent he brought in was phenomenal. He changed everything, and he does get some credit. I don't know what portion you give him for your dynasty days there early in the first part of the dynasty. I just think he's a slam dunk team Hall of Famer. You don't have to like him in a way, because, like, there's reasons to maybe not like him. But you have to respect what he did for the organization.
Damn, Skip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You do. I mean, I think it's impressive that he left in 96 and there were still 7 players from his draft classes that were on those first 3 Super Bowl teams.
And that's not just on, like, key players.
They had to be, or else they wouldn't have been on the team that long. So, just his knack for picking talent, his knack to motivate. I always say this, there's coaches, they have 2 main jobs. They have to be great scheme guys and know the game inside and out better than anybody. And then they're secondly, and almost just as important, they got to be great motivators. Coach Parcells was probably, his best was the latter than anything else. And I love the man, and I was very fortunate that he drafted me and played me, and so I'm thrilled that I'll get to see him tomorrow.
Just to back up your point, the 617, the first text after your three-point stance. Yep, Ted. Bought season tickets the day they signed Bill Parcells, got rid of them when Brady left. Okay, so we got a nice little error there. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go for a couple reactions about our three-point stances. Let's go to Doc in Maine first. What's up, Doc?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I'm going a little bit off page here. Bear with me, a 76-year-old Irishman whose brain's been marinated in alcohol. But I wanted to ask...
You're good. All right, I wanted
to ask Ted. Ted, I really get upset when they kind of give Pete Carroll was like an abject failure in New England. He went 27-21. He was 10-6, then 9-7, and 8-8. You were in these games, and I hate to say it about Adam, but Adam missed a 37-yarder against Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter, and he missed one against Kansas City in overtime for 43 yards. Those field goals are made to make you 10-6. Okay, and the other thing is the one priority that Pete Carroll had going into that last year was sign Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin might have been worth one game. So just say he's 10-6, and that makes him 31-21. Do they fire him?
All right, thanks for the call, Doc. Pete Carroll.
That is an interesting discussion, though, and he brings up Curtis Martin. That was Parcells did the what was it, the poison pill?
Yeah.
They did the dirty deed.
He made it very difficult for the Patriots to retain Curtis Martin. So to blame Pete for Curtis, I think, is a little bit unfair. And I don't know, Adam Vinatieri, he missed a couple, but he made a couple later too, Doc. So, I think that what happened with Pete is that we went from 10-5 in 96, went to the Super Bowl, to kind of just, we won 10 games, and we won 9 games, and then we won 8 games. So we were, every year he was our coach, we just kind of won one less game a year. And it felt like the message was getting stale, and that's probably why they moved on from him.
But he wasn't like a total failure. I think that was Doc's point.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm sorry. No. To Doc's point, he left with a winning record. How many coaches get fired from teams when they have a winning record?
And part of the problem for him is when it happened, between Parcells and Belichick. Like, he's sandwiched in there. Parcells went to a Super Bowl. Belichick won a boatload, and he's kind of the middle.
You know what? I would have loved to have had the version of Pete after the USC game, because he will tell you that he learned a lot from what happened here in New England, and he became a better coach for it, and he changed his philosophy, and his message was more clear, and he had more success after he left here.
Let's go back to the phone line, squeeze in one more call. David in the car has a thought on Josh Allen. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I do, and he is a very likable guy, and I think it's more him than the Bills. You know, it's just his personality, and you're right. You mentioned your wife saying that. A lot of women that I know, including my wife, say the same thing about this kid, how he's, like, my wife can't stand Tom Brady since, you know, as a player, she always said he was great, but once he pretty much left football and towards the end, you know, more cocky and stuff like that. And she says that about him now. But Josh Allen has the attitude. It's just his smile. I mean, the guy's a natural person. You know, he's so down to earth. And I know somebody who's met him, and that's exactly what they said about him.
Thanks for the call, David.
He's country. He's from Northern California, from farmland, and then he went and played at Wyoming.
Yep.
And now he's in Buffalo. He is a down-home, blue-collar kind of player. In person, he's not Hollywood, and so I think that resonates too.
He's probably closer to a hockey player than he is an NFL quarterback in a weird way, in terms of that background,
that's
makeup, development, where
he
came from.
I've never heard anyone say that. I like that, though.
I come up with things on the fly. Also, to back up David's point, I also think wives like him, grandmothers like him. Like, you know, grandmothers are like, he could be my grandson. I would take him. I'll make him some meatballs if he comes over and feed him a dinner. Yes, Dan Ball.
Andy, just to use your scale from earlier, where does Josh Allen compare one to Jesus?
JC?
I told you, Drake May is further from Josh Allen than he is from Jesus. 617-779-7937, reacting to our three-point stances. Bill Parcells, more about Bill Parcells later in this hour. Ted will share some memories of playing for the Tuna and his great run here in New England.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.